Welcome to Pit Cop Podcast. Today we're digging into a topic that I think hits home for almost everyone. How do you keep that spark alive in a long-term relationship? It's so easy to feel like the energy just, you know, fades away. Life happens.
It really does. Routines, kids, work. It all takes over.
And then one day you look up and you're talking to your, I don't know, your favorite roommate.
Right. Your very efficient co-manager of the household is a completely universal thing. Some people call it relational entropy, where things just sort of drift toward routine unless you put in the work.
Entropy. I like that. It feels right.
But what's so powerful about the Pit Cop material we're looking at today is that it says passion doesn't have to die. Not at all. In fact, you can actively reverse that drift. It gives you a real roadmap.
And that roadmap, that intentionality, that's our mission for this deep dive. We've pulled the core strategies right from the successful Pit Cop approach, the very same knowledge in the bestseller ebooks on our store.
We're giving you the tools.
Exactly, the practical tools. So before we jump in, if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and, you know, hit that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. This is just too important to miss.
Ready to get into it.
Absolutely. So let's start with the first big theme, which I think gets forgotten so quickly once things get serious. And that is simply the joy of fun.
Yes. Rediscovering laughter.
It's huge, isn't it? If you think back to the beginning, how much of it was just being silly?
So much of it.
Yeah.
And the Pit Cop source material makes this almost chemical case for it. It's not just a nice to have. It's essential maintenance.
Okay, so what's the logic there?
Well, there's this great analogy they use. Laughter is like glue that bonds you without even trying.
I love that.
And it's psychologically true. When you laugh together, you're signaling safety. You're saying, I'm safe with you. I can be myself. And that just lowers all your defenses.
And the beauty of the Pit Cop guidance is that the suggestions are so small. We're not talking about booking expensive comedy club tickets or anything.
Not at all. It's about the little things, like just sending each other funny cartoons during the day, a tiny low-effort way to connect when you're apart.
Or playing a game.
Exactly. Chess, cards, even a puzzle. You're on the same team, working on something that is, you know, completely not serious. It's so restorative for a partnership.
And what about that idea of small surprises? That taps into novelty, right?
Precisely. The brain loves novelty. A surprise doesn't have to be a diamond bracelet. It just has to break the pattern.
So like grabbing coffee at a new place on a Tuesday morning?
Yes, exactly that. Or making movie night a real ritual. You know, popcorn, blanket, phones off.
Yeah.
Just you two. These little disruptions, they remind you that the relationship is still alive, still dynamic.
That makes perfect sense. Fun creates the safety net. And that safety net lets romance actually happen. But romance, as you said, often gets buried under bills and chores.
It does. And the Pit Cop guidance says we have to redefine it. I think romance has to be these huge, grand gestures.
The big trip, the fancy jewelry.
Right. But the real takeaway here is that sustainable romance is built from the accumulation of small gestures. It's about being consistent, not a hero once a year.
A total shift in mindset then. It's frequency over spectacle.
100%.
Yeah.
We're talking about a candlelight dinner with pizza, but you use the good napkins.
Yeah, I can do that.
Or leaving a handwritten note in their coat pocket. Or just, you know, a 5-minute walk under the stars after everything is quiet. These things say, I'm still thinking about you. And that feeling of being cherished, that is romance.
This flows so well into the next big pillar, which is intentionality. Because when you stop being intentional, that's when the roommate phase really kicks in.
It accelerates it for sure.
So the Pit Cop material throws down a challenge here. Date each other again.
Yeah.
And it asks you directly, when was the last time you actually asked your partner out on a date?
Not just, hey, want to watch TV?
Right. But I can hear people thinking, you know, after 15 years trying to flirt or whatever, doesn't that just feel fake?
That's a great question. And the material says that feeling of awkwardness is just the feeling of breaking a very old routine.
Ah, so you have to push through it.
You do. The advice isn't to pretend you're 18. It's to apply the respect and effort you used to. Dress up a little. Put the phones away. Ask real questions, not just, how was your day?
It's about treating them like the most important person in the room again.
Exactly. And that signals you're still pursuing them, which connects right to daily appreciation. Noticing the little things.
Which is so easy to miss in the day-to-day blur.
It is. So you have to be proactive. The Pit Cop strategies are almost like little daily exercises. Say thank you for something specific.
Not just thanks for dinner.
Right. More like, I really appreciate you doing the dishes so I could finish that email. Or swap a chore without being asked. Hug before you leave for work. Whisper, I love you for no reason.
It's like you're making these tiny deposits in an emotional bank account.
They really stick.
Uh-huh.
And they build that foundation for physical affection, which is often the first thing to go when you're stressed.
And the material is clear that touch doesn't always have to lead to intimacy, right?
Oh, absolutely not. It's a nonverbal way of saying we're connected.
Reaffirming the bond.
For sure. A simple touch releases oxytocin, the bonding hormone. We're talking about holding hands, a brush on the arm, a real back rub after a long day. It's all about comfort and security.
And then, if that affection does lead to intimacy, the advice from the source is so simple. Keep it fresh. Keep it playful.
Don't let it become another routine.
We are analyzing practical gold today, all drawn directly from the successful Pitcott approach. These are structurally sound methods for reversing that drift we talked about. To see everything Pitcott offers, visit www.pitcott.com.
So if we move from that foundation of fun and touch, the next part is maybe the heaviest lift, communication.
Huh.
The Pitcott material calls it the relationship's gold standard.
And the advice is talk like you mean it, which sounds easy, but it really isn't.
It's incredibly hard. The first key is listening without jumping in. Don't just wait for your turn to talk. Really, truly listen.
And then the second part is even harder. Share your feelings, even the messy ones.
Mm-hmm. That vulnerability is terrifying for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to just bottle it up.
Or get passive aggressive.
Yes. But when you hide things, you starve the connection. Vulnerability is what builds real intimacy. And crucially, when conflict does happen, Pitcott has this one essential rule. The goal is to solve, don't blame.
That one phrase changes everything, doesn't it?
It's transformative. It reframes the whole thing from me versus you to us versus the problem.
You're a team again, not opponents.
Exactly. It takes the shame out of it.
Mm.
And when you can handle conflict well, you can start looking to the future.
Which brings us to the next idea, dream together. Why is that so important?
Because shared goals make a relationship feel, well, unstoppable. They give you a shared identity beyond just managing the household. You're looking ahead together.
Without that, it's just a treadmill of chores.
It really can feel that way. And the dreams can be huge, like planning a big trip. Or they can be what the source calls silly dreams.
Like learning to salsa dance together.
Or finally beating that really complicated board game. The point is just to find something you both love to chase.
I love that. And to chase it, you have to protect your time together. That's the next pillar, right? Protecting quality time.
Yes, and Pitcott is very specific about this. Quality time isn't just being in the same room on your phones.
That's just coexisting.
It's passive presence. Quality time is real connection.
Yeah.
And you have to fight for it.
So you have to actually schedule it. Put it on the calendar.
Yes. Schedule date nights like they're a critical meeting. Have tech-free evenings. Find a hobby and do it together. You're basically building a little fortress around your connection time.
That idea of continuous maintenance is so powerful. And the next habit fits right in, showing daily appreciation. The Pitcott source says, gratitude changes everything.
It's maybe the highest leverage thing you can do. It's the antidote to taking each other for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And all that small daily praise, it adds up to big love.
Can you give us some examples that aren't just, you know, rote?
Yeah, so beyond just thanks for the coffee, try appreciating their character. Something like, I was so impressed with how you handled that stressful meeting today.
Ah, so you're seeing their effort, not just their actions.
Exactly. You're seeing them. That's what really sticks.
And what about when people themselves change over the years? Because we all do. If you stop growing, the relationship can start to feel like a cage.
It can. And what's fascinating is how Pitcott connects personal growth to relationship growth. The idea is to grow side by side.
So you support their individual goals, but also find things to learn together.
Yes. Read a book together. Take a workshop. Celebrate each other's wins, big and small. The relationship is at its best when two thriving, evolving individuals choose to be in it together.
It keeps things from getting stagnant. Okay, but what if a couple tries all this and they still hit a wall? What about getting help?
The material frames this so well. It says therapy or counseling isn't a failure. It's a tune-up.
I like that. A tune-up.
It's an investment. It's getting tools you might not have or a perspective you're too close to see. It's a proactive, positive step. It shows you value the relationship enough to fight for it with expert help.
A sign of commitment, not defeat.
Absolutely. And the final synthesis from all this Pitcott material, it really brings it all home. Keeping passion alive is not about some grand gesture you do once a year.
It's about the small things.
It's about steady little choices made every single day. If you do nothing else, just remember these three things. Laugh often, touch gently, and dream together.
It feels so much more manageable when you put it that way. It gives you back the control. The spark isn't gone. It's just waiting for you to light it again with these small, deliberate actions.
And the final thought from the source material is the perfect actionable takeaway. It says to ask yourself this question. What would make my partner smile today?
And then just do that. I love it. All this actionable structural advice comes directly from the bestseller ebooks on the Pitcot store. This is the practical knowledge that can genuinely change your relationship.
It moves you out of that roommate rut.
It does. To download these guides and start applying this approach right away, just visit www.pitcot.com/pitcot.com.
It's all there for you.
And as we wrap up, we ask you again to subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
And please press the like button if you love our show.
It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so more people can find this vital information. Remember, you can learn more about all the resources we talked about today at www.pitcot.com.
You've got this.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcot podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us.